I'm going to read from Exodus chapter 31. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold, in silver, in bronze, in cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and to work in all manner of workmanship. And I, indeed, I have appointed with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. And I have put wisdom in the hearts of all the gifted artisans, that they may make all that I have commanded you: the tabernacle of meeting, the ark of the testimony, and the mercy seat that is on it, and all the furniture of the tabernacle, the table and its utensils, the pure gold lampstand and all its utensils, the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils, and the laver and its base, the garments of ministry, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons to minister as priests, and the anointing oil, and sweet incense for the holy place, according to all that I have commanded you, they shall do." And the person I'd like to focus on this evening is that first one from verse 2, Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur. Quite an obscure figure, really, but that's of course why he was chosen. Not somebody that we hear much of elsewhere. Why is he important? Well, he and his colleague from verse 6, Aholiab, were tasked with making things. We know that when Israel left Egypt to go to the promised land, that the focus of their worship was to be the tabernacle, a large movable tent in which the presence of God was to be felt and respected. Eventually that was superseded by the Temple of Solomon many hundreds of years later, and then that too was superseded by a far greater temple, the human body of God himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the tabernacle, as many preachers take pleasure to point out in great detail and great depth year on year on year, of course, points not to itself, but to the coming Saviour, the coming Deliverer. And this is one of the men who helped to create it. We don't know much about him, but the text does give us some details. Verse 2, "I have called by name Bezalel." God has appointed him to a very, very important task. He wasn't just chosen because he was mates with Moses or Aaron. He wasn't just chosen because he was popular or because he had a nice name. He was chosen because God had a particular work in mind for him. And we know that this workmanship was to be rather varied. We're told in verse 4, he was to design artistic work. So we know he has to have artistic flair. He's got to be able to work in gold and to work in silver, to work in bronze, to cut jewels, to carve wood, and all manner, every other type of workmanship. You might have heard of the expression, a jack of all trades and a master of none. That's the kind of person who puts his hand to anything, but actually he's not very good at anything either. Whereas what you tend to find in a workplace is that some people are very, very good at particular things, and perhaps in other things they are lacking. When it comes to DIY skill, I think I'm pretty much lacking in all of them. But some people who are good at, for example, working in gold or silver would not normally be good at working with bronze. It's a very different type of metal. The objects created in bronze are very different to the jewellery of gold and silver. Again, added to the list in verse 5, Bezalel is to be able to cut jewels for setting. Well as taking incredible eyesight to achieve such a feat, it's a very different kind of work to carving wood. If I wanted to create some of the furniture of the tabernacle, there'd be a number of people I would have to call upon. And yet we're told that Bezalel and his colleague, between them, and doubtless there are perhaps apprentices as well, are going to be able to do it. So here is a man who's going to be rather good at everything. How could he be good at everything? Is it because in all the host of the people of Israel, there's nobody else available? Well, for this incredible task of being good at bronze working, gold working, silver working, jewel setting and wood carving and every other type of workmanship, God was going to provide him with the skill that he needed. Verse 3, I have filled him with the Spirit of God. In the Old Testament, when we hear of people being filled with the Spirit of God, we think of people who are going to prophesy, who are going to speak words of power and authority, which if written down and recorded, may well form the basis of a book of scripture. But Bezalel was not going to be a prophet. He wasn't going to be a preacher, or a priest, or a teacher. He was to be a workman. Here is a man who has been called by name to do practical work. In a Protestant evangelical dissenting church like ours, we quite rightly elevate preaching and teaching to a high and exalted position. It is more important than music. It is more important than taking bread and wine. It is more important than anything else to hear God's word preached and taught. And yet what we have here in Exodus chapter 31 is quite clearly the Lord making it clear that practical work is also holy and godly, worth doing well, and requiring the infilling of the Spirit of God himself in order to achieve it and to do a good job. Therefore, any who are called by God to perform practical work in the body of Christ are not to be looked down upon. Those who can preach and teach aren't necessarily very good at hospitality, or washing up, or fixing a broken toilet. All things which have to be done. And it's not just that Bezalel was good at it anyway. Verse 6 might indicate that he was good at it anyway. The hearts of all the gifted artisans. These are people who I think already have an inclination. They already have a knack. They already have an interest in this workmanship. But God is going to take that natural ability and add to it, enhance it, increase it, and sanctify it by the infilling of his Holy Spirit. I don't think Bezalel had no interest or dexterity in metalworking until this time he was called. I think he was already doing it. But God is going to provide him the means and the power, not only to do it in such a varied way, but to do it well and to do it in such a way in which God is going to be honoured. I have filled him with the Spirit of God, we're told, in wisdom. Why does he need to be wise to make things out of gold and silver, wood and jewellery? Well, wisdom, of course, is not just being smart or being clever. It's knowing God. We're not given exact details, for example, of what the ark looked like. If you see models of it or pictures of it online, they often do vary, especially the images of the cherubim, which are on top of the mercy seat. Well, Bezalel, because of this God-given wisdom, knew how to make them. Did he know what a cherub looked like? Well, I think with the Holy Spirit of God inside him, making him wise, he knew exactly how to define a creature which, had he met one in real life, may well have terrified him. And also designed it in such a way that it would hopefully not become itself a thing of beauty and a thing of idolatry. Hence, this wisdom is going to be complemented with understanding. He's going to understand how the different parts of the tabernacle are going to work. Could it even be that the Holy Spirit which gave him understanding and knowledge and wisdom, revealed to him the ultimate purpose of the tabernacle, which was to point the ancient Hebrews to the coming Christ? Did he know that? I suspect he did. That in one respect he was building and creating things that, though they would last for hundreds of years, would actually one day be obsolete because a greater was coming. Did he understand that? Well, if he's been filled with the Holy Spirit of God, with wisdom and understanding and in knowledge, I think he may well have done. Furthermore, as well as being able to make things, he's not just an engineer. He's not just an architect with a ruler and a pencil. We're told in verse 4, he is to design artistic works in gold and silver and bronze. In other words, the things he's going to create, under the inspiration of and using the power of God's own Holy Spirit, he would create things of beauty. There are buildings in Britain which are perfectly utilitarian. What I mean by that is they work. When the rain comes down, if you're in them, you're still dry. And there is a door and there are windows and there are stairs. But goodness me, they are ugly. They'd win no architectural awards. They're grey and they're miserable. But here, Bezalel is to create things which are artistic. Things which are beautiful. Things which, in one respect, reflect the very beauty of the God to whom they point. Of course, the greatest creation is the universe itself, and the gem, the jewel in that crown, is the earth. And the pinnacle of that creation on the earth is man, because he's made in God's image. Here, the Creator God, whose spirit hovered over the waters, is filling an Old Testament saint so that a hint of that creative energy, a hint of that artistic brilliance from the very, very mind and heart of God should also be in him. He has a colleague, Aholiab, and others with him. He didn't do it alone. He did it with their help, and they too have wisdom put in their hearts by God. But here is a man, I think, from whom we can learn. Number one, we can serve God practically as well as with our mouths and our teaching. Number two, if we are serving God in a practical way, that too, I think, requires an infilling of the Holy Spirit. To serve, to build, to repair, to clean. Requires an infilling of the Holy Spirit. If we are to do it well, and do it ungrudgingly, picking up other people's mess, then Therefore, let's pray that we're filled again with the Spirit of God. His work was practical, but it was beautiful. And that which we do for the Lord, in whatever sphere, whatever area, may it be done well, and may it be beautiful. Much practical work in a church, in a home, in a family, in an organisation, is often not noticed or looked upon or beheld. Often there's little appreciation, few rounds of applause. But the Lord knows. The Lord sees, and he knows that which is done in his name and for his glory is worthy of full commendation, if it be done right and done for his honour. If Bezalel required, needed an infilling of the Spirit of God for that wisdom, understanding and knowledge in order to make things of gold and silver and bronze and jewels and woodwork, then we too need the Holy Spirit of God again and again, filling us daily in our lives, that we too can fulfil the tasks for which God has called us. Amen.